All of This is Temporary.
Brought to you by Vacillations Superstore.
Vacillations?
Superstore.
Is your favorite store. What do they sell again?
Alternate mind frames. Just brought to you by maybe we're moving to Austin. Maybe we're moving to Mexico. Maybe we'll start a new business. Maybe we'll start a stock trading. Maybe we'll cash in 401k and sail across the ocean like Phoenix and his cat. Maybe we'll...
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, we're not doing that one because we can't. No, we can't do anything but that.
Do that one.
But brought to you by Vacillation Superstore. That's right, folks. Why do whatever you're thinking when you could be doing it in an alternate universe?
Why do anything at all if it already exists?
You know, all the stuff that we could do, that we just lay on the couch and don't do, and we talk about it, it's all being done by the alternate you in a different universe. And
I
so,
mean, by the time we're done talking about it, I'm so tired. I can't.
Yeah, because you already did it. You already did it in another universe.
Right.
So we don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. So that's, I just, you know what? We're already millionaires. Actually, we're already billionaires in a different life. I'm running all of mm-hmm. Elon Musk's companies, and you're the president. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you know it's we're probably going to lose a battleship or two. Just like old Kim Jong Oops.
Oopsie. Well, yeah, this is what happens when you go and do really fun shit and you have a lot of possibilities. We can do so much stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Every time we come back from doing something fun or like there's like a big shakeup in our lives, it's like, oh, we have all these ideas to do something.
Well, we always have ideas to do something. There's
new ones.
There's always like the idea, oh yeah, for like, well, that's not been a new idea. The scuba diving has not been a new idea for me because that's been, if the comedy doesn't, mm-hmm. if I stop liking comedy and stop wanting to try to do it, then.
And moving to Mexico has always been a thing for me too.
Right.
So it's just the world's colliding.
In another universe, we already did it. So we kind of don't even have to do that either.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of already did do it a little bit.
Just saying.
Not really.
Look, I'm just mm-hmm. telling you like it is. Before we go deep into this, I want to address the image on the screen.
That's just you, baby.
So the other day I was trying to get Grok to do me a solid, and I wanted Grok to don't exit the full screen up there though, right? Okay. I wanted Grok to make an image of me. Okay, well, not sure what's up with the glitch, but it's probably something.
Aliens, I think.
It's definitely something. Maybe it doesn't like that I'm making fun of Grok. If you're tuning in and it just got glitchy, what happens is sometimes the video feed from the camera just goes fuzzy. And it's always when I'm making fun of some technology.
Like AI, yeah. Yeah. You're like, I'm not scared of you, AI. And it's like, well, I'll show you something.
It's kind of exactly when I say that and it goes, mm-hmm. and it's like, yeah, you don't think so, huh?
Yeah, it's weird.
And now I just have to double check and make sure that everything is recording correctly. It is. Okay, good. We're in good shape. All right. Mm-hmm. So we had done this is what Grok thinks of me when I gave it very specific directions to copy the following image. We're going to go ahead and add the window here. Oh, wait. Hold on. Not just yet. Because I don't have it.
I mean, you can see his face, so
you can see my face, but it is so much better to see the thing that I told it to copy. And this is crazy because I asked it to copy that, which is just wild that then ChatGPT goes, oh, you mean this? Oh, you mean this is exactly the same thing, right? And I go, what? No, copy it exactly. And I said, don't change the shirt. Don't change anything. Just copy it. And it not only did it get rid of the microphone, it added a spaceship behind me. You see it? On behind me and on the right there? It added a spaceship.
Yeah, I see it.
It also, I mean, but it did make an exact copy of my face. So I really can't, you know, I can't
the
be.
The ears are pretty spot on too.
The ears are actually correct. Like the hardest thing about it. But like, the eyes are insane.
They're so crazy.
The eyes are absolutely insane. And also the little double chin thing that it has me having. Because it...
What's that called that a chicken has?
Look what it did. It's because it took the microphone away. Uh-huh. And so it filled in.
No, I never saw it. Now you have like a tumor or something.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm going to look like as I age. And now that when I look in the mirror, I see like that increased crease in the neckline. Somehow I have a woman's Adam's apple of a neck in there also, which is just crazy to me.
What's so weird about this photo is that there's something so familiar about it. And it's not it's not your retarded face. It's something else. Like it's. There's something familiar.
Yeah, it's me. You've been looking at me for too long. And now, like when I see myself in the mirror, sometimes I go, oh shit, he's right. He's actually right. But I think what it'll be fun to do is next week we'll bring in, we'll have you submit a photo of yourself. And then we're going to have Grok try to make a nice copy of it.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be real cute.
I mean, we're not going to share it if it's not.
Oh, we're going to share it. I'm assuming.
I'm kidding.
It's going to look just like this.
So it has to be one where like, because you are kind of in the middle of saying something. Yeah. Almost. So it needs to be
we'll cut something
like that.
Oh, I'll cut something from this.
Yeah.
And I'll make it where you're making a funny face or glancing at the camera or something like that. And then we'll see what Gork can do with it. I think I'm going to call him Gork now. No longer Grok, now you're Gork.
Gorko.
So, anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Brought to you by alternate universes. Truly alternate universes. They're everywhere.
You know, every now and then I remember, usually it's whenever I'm emptying out the dishwasher, of that time when we were looking for days for a particular knife.
You mean those two times you emptied out the dishwasher?
But remember when we couldn't find one of our knives, like one of our favorite knives? And I mean, we looked everywhere for it. We looked in the dishwasher several times because that's where we thought it was. And this went on for days. And finally, we were just like, okay, I guess we're not finding it. Could be anywhere. And then all of a sudden, magically, after a few days, it showed up in the dishwasher.
To be fair, we hadn't unloaded completely.
No, we did. Have it unloaded completely. Oh. Yeah. Like it's one of two things. Either one, it was kind of like at the perfect angle so we couldn't see it, or the more likely one is that aliens came and took it and then they replaced it.
The AI.
Because I remember a few years ago, Rory, my father, called me, or we were just chatting on the phone, and he's recounting this very similar experience of him and his wife. They were looking for something. They looked all over the house. They tore it. Like, they thought they left it on the counter, and they looked that same spot so many times. And then a couple of days later, it was right there. And he was so freaked out. He was almost in tears.
Well, it happens all the time. It happened to me earlier today. I was looking for the striker for my torch because I was, being an electrical curiosity-driven little homo. And I had to spark the torch to heat up some. Yeah, I was being that guy.
This guy.
Pretty much the best. If you're wondering who the best is, it's that guy right there.
We know.
But I was looking for my striker because I had struck the torch and then put it out. And I needed it again. And I'm like looking at the bench. Now, to be fair, the workbench has a bunch of tools and it's like playing I Spy with yourself, but I looked at the spot where I put it multiple times, mm-hmm. and then I finally looked. I like took three steps back and looked, and I'm like, oh yeah, there it is. So I think
What's a little aliens. Bit different? That's yeah. different because our mind does do a trick where you're looking at something and our mind doesn't go to that thing. It goes on everything around it. Like that's just, it's just a weird thing. But like these two instances where we were both looking for days and we couldn't find it.
In, that was close. That was Rory. A close one. What you just did.
I caught it.
Big swallow.
it's like, I know it's going to come. Baby, were you eating like sprinkled donuts or something? Do you have a donut addiction? What are these sprinkles over here?
Maybe. Was something on there?
It looks like a candy cane was shredded up.
I don't know what don't was know. On there. I think it was you.
Could have been.
A big cake eater. God, look at that photo. That's just amazing. Eater.
I'm not a cake eater.
I just look at it and I think, yeah, that's
dude,
right.
That guy's a cake eater.
That's correct. Oh, my God. Brought to you by, we're still moving to the Mexico R-word. Now.
I mean, we don't have any reason not to.
We have lots of reasons not to. But lots of reasons to go there as well. I definitely could trade stocks and actually make enough money to live down there. Very risk averse. And
yeah,
the part that bothers me is the tax man watching it. Because if I actually make that kind of money, then I'll actually pay taxes. And that would be an actual bummer. I mean, I pay all my taxes now, of course.
He pays so many taxes. It's beautiful how probably many taxes. You've never seen taxes paid like this before.
The most beautiful taxes. Probably great taxes.
Mm-hmm. In fact, you told me when we first started dating that you can never get married because you're so good at paying taxes.
Beautiful taxes. Oh, I did say that. That's one of my excuses. That's one of the ways I get out of it.
Yeah, I noticed that was just one because there are others too.
I forgot I told you that one. So
makes me wonder, what's
that one's the trump card. I told you that one first just to set the tone.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I could change them.
Keep you out of hot water. Speaking of taxes, let's talk about you paying taxes on a house in Payson.
Mm-hmm. A long winding road of paying taxes and trying to do evictions and becoming responsible and then not being responsible and then all of a sudden owning half of it and chasing and going to court. And I sued my first person ever.
Okay. Now I just want to break in here and tell everyone that's how she tells me stories. You all remember, of course. I'm gonna do this story, and this is how you're supposed to do it. Okay, you all remember the saga.
Our audience knows the story.
If you don't already know the saga, Melody has been trying to. Oh, we're your hosts. Melody has been. I forgot to even say who we are. Oh, by this point, everyone already knows who we are, so we don't even have to introduce ourselves. Mm-hmm. But Melody
Ray Stone and
Melody Gates has been trying to gain the correct inheritance, which was properly left to her by her now deceased grandfather, and a bad actor has been doing what he can to stay in the way. Now, he owns 60%. He thought he owned 100%. But after probate and the whole process, you found that you actually are entitled to 40% of the property and that he only gets 60. And this douche nozzle has been trying to drag his feet and make sure that you don't get what is rightfully your inheritance by not listing the house for sale and by not including you on ownership papers or anything at all. Also, by not paying the taxes and fucking everything up. So you have to, you know, that's the backstory, in case mm-hmm. you were wondering. All the twists and winding thingies and court thingies and stuff and things. Those are the stuff and things that she was referencing a second ago. And the cool part is, the last time, I think, did we talk about it on the last podcast that you had gotten some traction with the judge and he was now seeing just how bullshit, rinky-dink, the operation of on the defendant's side, that's mm-hmm. his side, because you are the pursuing person, and their lawyers and themselves have been totally uncommunicative and dismissive of you. And the judge got fed up with it after his second or third time on the phone with you guys.
Well, actually, in the last court hearing, I told the judge, I said, you know, this other person, like the lawyer and his party, they haven't tried to contact me, not once. In fact, they emailed me a few hours before this hearing, and that's it. And so the judge turns to him and he asks him directly, why have you not been communicating with Miss Gates? Because that was part of the court order. And it's also part of the fiduciary duties to communicate everything.
And as the executor of the estate.
Yeah. And then the lawyer proceeds to throw his client under the bus, saying that it's been difficult to get him to communicate. And
yes, because that's the truth.
Yeah, which is very much the truth. Yeah, but there's a lot of throwing under the bus. Wesley, so, every left.
So Wesley, you pin-eyed son of a bitch, you got you what was coming to you. And to anybody else out there who's frustrated by like a scenario like this, just look up what to do online, well, and then file a claim with a fucking court, and they will get you where you need to be.
Or you can just call me. I can.
Yeah, can call
walk you. I can walk you through it.
Gates, Gates, and Gates. New lawyer.
Gates, Gates, and Gates.
Unlicensed lawyer firm.
Probate Gates, Gates. Specialties.
Master probate.
Yeah.
You're the master of probate.
Master probator.
You're a probator. Well, yeah, at first, you're, what was the stupid old joke my stepdad used to say? It, when you're a minor baiter, then what are you after that?
You're a master.
Vader, right. So yeah. You went from the minors to the pros to the masters.
Mm-hmm. What about a major Vader?
Okay.
When did that come in?
Well, I'm going to let you try to sweep. I'm going to let you try to pick that one up. I'm not picking up this dog shit.
Well, I'm pretty sure major comes after minor.
Yeah, big old minor. So anyway, that's congratulations. Anyways. On making progress. The house has officially been listed for sale, yes. But they've come up with a better plan, and that is to buy you out for your 40% because they don't actually want to sell it, but they also just didn't. The whole point is they didn't want to sell it. They also didn't want to share it, and they didn't want to have to buy you out of what you were rightfully owed. And so right. The court just basically is forcing them to buy you out. Well, to do what they're supposed to do, which is communicate with you, find a fair deal. And so now you have a fair deal and you're about to go back to court this upcoming week or next week?
This Wednesday.
And hopefully they will, well, we'll see how long it takes for them to close on the loan because they're doing some tricky shit to get you paid off, which I'm guessing will probably also fail.
Well, here's what's going to happen. The judge is going to ask me if I am okay with that arrangement. And I'm going to say, yes, but the lawyer did say that we're under contract to buy the, he's under contract to buy the house, but I have not seen that contract.
Well, you so won't see the contract.
I need a closing date.
You need a closing date, yeah.
I need a closing date and I need to be kept in the loop for all of that. And I want to have one more status hearing a week after that closing date just to ensure that everything has gone through.
Yep. Yep, that's smart. Mm-hmm. That way, you know, you don't let him off the hook. Because if you say, okay, we're good, and you have to start the process all over again, I guarantee he will just cockroach.
So just for a quick time frame, my grandfather passed away in January of 2021.
Yep. So okay. Now it's May 2025.
It's, yeah, and it was last summer. It was around May. Actually, it's been almost exactly a year that I got the idea to force the sale of the property. So I, quote unquote, I filed a petition, meaning I basically sued right. Wesley, who's been gatekeeping. He's the executor. I basically sued him. I filed the paperwork last June, served him the papers. It's taken almost a year for me to get in front of the judge. And then so he can like start pushing things along. So we don't want this to start over again.
Right. Because he'll just drag his feet right through. But, yeah. But
yeah. I got stocks to buy.
Awesome that you finally have stocks to buy. Yeah. I mean, you can, that would be a great option to, you know, for something to do with that. Mm-hmm. Well, where do you want to go? We have a very, fun episode. We have a bomb with me coming up.
We do.
So what do you got there?
Well, you know, it's a special weekend. We've got a long weekend. We have a holiday tomorrow, Memorial Day. And I always get confused.
Oh, yeah. Happy Memorial Day.
I get so confused on like Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and Labor Day. So I have it broken down to where I think I'm, my brain is finally going to remember it now.
I can help you with the labor one.
Yeah.
That's about people that work.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Okay. So
I can help you with the veterans one.
Uh-huh.
That's about living veterans.
Yes.
Yes. I can help you with the memorial one.
Yes.
Memorial for not living veterans.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So Memorial Day is for the dead veterans. Veterans Day is for the living veterans. And Labor Day is for those that work. So there, here's what I'm confused about.
Mm-hmm.
So Memorial Day marks the beginning of summer. Is like the in the U.S.
Oh, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but you're but we're mourning the dead by like celebrating
summer.
Summer.
Well, no, that's not what we're doing. We're not.
It's the I guess actually no, you're right.
We do. It is Memorial Day. You go out on the lake mm-hmm. and you get crazy in Lake Havasu. That's yeah. kind of what you do.
Yeah. So you go out and party
for and for memorial of the deceased yeah. veterans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's that. And then, but then we have Labor Day, which is like the holiday of people who work. And we have that, and that kind of is the unofficial end of summer.
Okay.
This seems so backwards to me. Why don't we have Labor Day being kind of like the mark of summer? Because then you're like, woo, we're having fun. And then Memorial Day marks kind of the end of summer because you got to go back to school and like no one's really excited about that. Just, well, I don't know. Something seems weird. I think Veterans Day is in November because it's right before the holidays. That's when they come home.
Maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all I have. That's all I have.
Yeah, I have that. No idea. I suppose maybe do you want to Google real quick why Labor Day falls on the day that it does? Does
no.
it? Is there a date
that no, it but coincides also, with in there's history? Another thing about Memorial Day. It's what's also that? Known as Decoration Day.
Huh.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. It's Memorial Day.
Like decorated service?
Yeah, I think like, you know, the badges.
Yeah, yeah, like a decorated officer. Mm-hmm. Now, I suppose you could probably look up why Labor Day falls where it does and why Memorial Day. I'm sure Memorial Day probably falls on some big event where a lot of people lost their lives, probably with World War II or something, I would guess. And then Labor Day, maybe the start of the spring or no, because you're going into winter on Labor Day, going into the fall. So yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. Didn't they like change a holiday in January? Wasn't it used to be like President's Day, and then they changed it to something else.
Well, President's Day is Lincoln's birthday, and that's always been uh-huh. that in the second week of February, I believe.
Yeah, they have something else. Anyways, but yeah, that's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day.
Well, I'd like to direct your vision to the screen, and that's what I think. That's what
that's
I think.
That's how I
of
feel.
That.
Yeah. Also, I really think I just have gotten so, I'm not a very interesting person. I think that started happening around, I don't know, whenever I'm like work heavy, I just.
Too much work. You've been doing two jobs for too long.
It's too long.
Last week we were totally 100% dive centric. This week.
Well, I couldn't see for part of it. And I had the eye thing.
Yeah.
It was quite painful.
Yeah, you almost lost your eye. How harrowing. What an experience.
I know. I did. I thought maybe I'm never going to dive again.
A knife was in it and getting twisted.
It felt like it. I mean, do not do acidic drops in your eye unless you know for sure.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Yep.
That shit fucking hurts. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't go away very soon.
Mm.
And I put two forms of it in my eye.
Two forms of ID.
I did, yeah. First I did the drops, oh, and then I did the...
Speaking of two forms of ID, something I don't have on here, but I want to bring up, fuck Clear. Fuck Clear and their fucking bastard salesmen. When we were heading down to Mexico, we got pulled aside by the clear guy. Everyone knows what clear is. You get to skip the line.
Just by paying money. You just have to pay money and then you don't bucks. Have to stand in line.
But he goes, hey, you want to come try it? You just try it this time. I'm just going to walk you right on through. We're going to walk you right on through the whole process and then I'm going to walk you right on through the line. First of all, the line wasn't very long. We both would have been happy just to go stand in the line in the first place because it wasn't like a packed day. It was like, oh, there's only like probably 20 people. That'll be done.
We weren't late for our flight.
In no time. Yeah. It took us longer to get signed up and then have him take us over to the clear station. But at one point, you put yours in. He said, oh, you're already in the system. Good to go. And then he put mine and he goes, oh, I don't need that debit card. And I'm like, whoa. Did you say debit card? And he's like, yeah, it's $199, but don't worry, you're not going to be charged for it. They're going to call you and ask you before they charge you. I go, so they're not going to charge it. So there's nothing I have to cancel before they charge it.
Right, because we would have remembered. We would have remembered.
Absolutely. That's a very good question, sir, because... And he just mumbled a bunch of shit really too fast. And my bullshit meter is like, bing, 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 just all the way in the red. And I'm like, you know, they wouldn't have him at the airport lying to people. That shouldn't be a thing.
If at any point in time I did not see the red bullshit meter on your face, because it was going off in my head, but like you seemed so for it, so I was like, okay.
Well, he was offering a free through clear, and I was like, all right. But when he asked me for the card, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah,
200? No, I don't want to buy this service. Yeah. We're just going to go through it today, and we're just kind of being nice to a guy. Because, you know what? That was my anti-racism, too. Because he was black, I was being nice to him. If he was white, I'd have been like, no thanks, bub. Give me my... No, fuck off. Get out of here. But instead, because that's I grew so up without racist. Black people, I'm the anti-racist, where I'm nicer to black people, which is a form of racism, for it is, sure.
Absolutely.
So anyway, we get up to the front after they take my credit card. You're already in the system. They scan me through. Fine. And then they put me in a little tiny little holding pen with a guy with a child. And I start playing games with the child while you're trying to clear yours and it won't go. So we end up waiting far longer than it would have just taken us to jump in the line and take your damn shoes off. Mm-hmm. And then we had to end up going back to jump in the line and wait at the back of the line, which has stayed about the same size. And it took us very little time to get through it. And meanwhile, we're just like, what happened? Well, I'll tell you what just happened. It just stopped again. Yeah. Hey, back again. Real cool, iPhone. Thanks for doing what you're doing. You're real cool, pal.
Four times a charm? Five times?
It's going to be. It's going to be all patched up. That's all I know. It's going to be all super patched up. And what are you going to do, right? I'm just going to keep going and maybe get a new phone at some point. Mm-hmm. It's got to be that.
I got to put my jacket back on.
Because it's cold now?
Well, you got the air going now.
Yeah. So anyway, the clear guy, we would have just been happy to stand in line. Oh, I was going to say, when we got back the other day, guess what I got? An attempted charge on my debit card for $200 for clear. And it's like, go fuck yourselves. The guy stood there and just absolutely lied to me, sold us this product, and said, it will not be charged to you. Don't worry, sir. That's a very good question. We won't charge you. We're going to ask you before we charge you. And it did not. My bank alerted me and said, hey, is this you? And I was like, no.
That guy
don't do
lied
it.
Through his teeth.
Through his dang old...
big old white teeth.
I could see him so clearly. What a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, don't listen to any smooth-talking fools. They just are going to try to take your money. I've been watching scammers get messed with on TikTok now because I watched a couple of those all the way through. TikTok's like, if you watch one thing all the way through, it's like, I'm going to show you all these things right now.
Yeah. Oh, you like this? Okay. What about this?
Speaking of the TikToks, I would like to show you something. Okay, this right here is kind of crazy to me. Watch this. on screen. Watch of this.
Look at my face on the screen.
Look at these guys. Have you seen this? This is hilarious to me. The clip is street food, and it's like this is white guys pretending like they're making some street food. Well, we're gonna go ahead and
a bowl of
do candle? The sound correct.
Birthday candles.
Every time I tell it, and it just forgets. Watch. Hold on. Okay, street food. Their chains, and they're all sweaty and greasy and disgusting. If you're just listening, it's two greasy white guys pretending to be like Middle Eastern style guys that, like, cook street food because they like sling it around and smash it and whip it and flip it and trip it. So these guys are just making a mess. Just pouring the egg mixture into his hand and then pouring that into the little pie dish and then setting them on the ground. Checking the time. And then they're perfect. Alright, you get it.
Makes me want to go to Uzbekistan.
Yeah. That's a cake.
That's how my cakes look.
We can kill this, you get it. I just think that that's hilarious where it's just like these guys.
I like how he takes the money. Puts it in his, like, shirt.
Well, let's stay with watching the TV because I have something that is also very fun. This is Woo-hoo. The event that happened this week. I titled this one Kim Jong Oops. If you haven't been watching any news, North Korea launched its second, like, 500,000-ton is a gigantic destroyer. So the picture on the top is the destroyer before they tried to launch it. And then the picture on the bottom is that same destroyer covered with a bunch of blue tarps because it's on its side.
What's that? Well, it looks like it's to the left.
So this one here is the boat on the launch pad. Okay. Got it. And it is going to go sideways. They're doing a sideways launch, which is dangerous with a vessel this size. Usually you do a vertical launch. This is a horizontal launch.
But you're North Korea. You can do anything.
And then here, what it did, it goes off and it goes whoosh, and the nose snagged on one of these, on some pylon that didn't move up here. So, and what's funny is the actual video has been removed. You can't find it on the internet anymore.
Why?
Of it like snagging and catching. And you also can't find, I guarantee this was videoed, and North Korea is why. They don't want you to see their failure of epic proportion. This is their second.
That's China. They don't have that kind of.
This is their second of this class. This is North Korea. I'm not China.
Yeah, I know. Right. I just didn't think North Korea had that much sway over what goes on the internet.
Apparently,
didn't
they
know
do.
They knew what that was.
Apparently, they do. I mean, North Korea is very communist, so of course they're going to probably be in control of all the video in the area. But some stuff went up that has then since been taken down, which is kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. But look at this. This is where the nose is. It's lying on its side here. This is the tall tail piece. And it is on its side, not upright in the water, because the hull took on damage when it slid in, and then it had a giant hole in the hull, and it took on water and so basically that, partially capsized in the bay there.
So that tanker that's in the water,
this one here,
no,
The thing in the water is a barge. That's not
okay.
A,
so that barge, uh-huh. and then there's string. It's, those are pipes or something connected yeah. to the ship. And uh-huh. is it supposed to pull it out onto yeah, the water? Mm-hmm,
exactly right. To launch it.
Okay, and but it's they, like more over there. So then the no pointy part of that big ship thing is supposed to go
still,
that way.
It's still connected because it stayed up. This might be also days later. They're trying to push it around and get it back up on the dock or whatever. But point is, they fucked up big and have been like trying to scrub it from the internet. And he's all very furious. Kim Jong Oops is very mad. Kim Jong Oops.
Don't call me that.
He is none too pleased with his team of experts over there.
What's their punishment? No rice for dinner?
I don't know. He's treating them as criminals, though.
Oh, really?
For it, yeah. So, okay, watch. Now watch this. This was the funniest prank I've seen in a hot minute. This is a couple of guys that are pranking people randomly with, like, a speaker. Making those noises with steps. The guy's working out, doing push-ups.
Same guy.
I think that's those guys favorite. Are videoing, yeah. It's like, what are you guys doing?
They're like, we don't know, we're just watching.
Woman eating an ice cream cone. Somebody's making the licking noises along with her as she licks. She's trying to figure it out. I like that she liked it.
Yeah.
She's like, all right, that's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, closing it down. We're going to do the bomb with me before it gets any later because I don't know how long this is going to last.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it on for Raymond Stone. Fucking dance off. I don't trust blind people. I saw a blind guy. What, are you blind? I saw a blind guy waiting for a row of occupied porta-johns. And I was like, okay, I'll watch. Sure enough, when someone came out, he knew right where to go. He walked right up to it. And I was like, whoa, I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking. How does he know when to stop wiping? Is it the Braille system? Oh, he's right. How does he know when to stop washing his hands? The point is, you don't touch blind people, okay? You have to grab them. You grab them at the elbow, never below the forearm. Those are the rules. It's all about the approach. Life is all about the approach. It's all in how you say it. My girlfriend has a big fat cat. And I know that's how I'm supposed to say that. She is a big fat, hairy, noisy cat. And I'm not going to say the rest of this joke. I just can't do it. We're going to move on from that one. The finish is horrible. I do a little construction. Because all my dreams panned out. When I'm not doing a big project, I do little handyman things. I feel like the handyman is the pool boy of the construction world. Zero respect. To the degree that I even have to pepper in that I do bigger projects when I tell you I do handyman stuff as well. Like, you think of a handyman as just a dumb guy doing dumb projects. But you had to call him. I mean, I'm just saying. So I was doing a little work at a customer's house, changing out outlets in the rooms. And I move the bed, change an outlet, do all the switches. And it hits me when I'm under the desk And no, I wasn't stuck under a desk. It wasn't that kind of a movie. But it hits me that not only have I touched the bed of, but I'm now lying under the computer desk of a teenage boy. Yeah, and I had just watched that sperm racing video. Have you guys seen that? Well, I think I finally get why girls are afraid of mice. Like, ooh, they're going to get in you. But like, what do? Do I just end it now? Or do I, like, jump in a vat of acid? I'm trying to tell you, I finally know what Plan B tastes like. We can't be too safe, man. Technology's going crazy. We got time travel now. Do you know that? Time travel is real. Many call it TikTok. You ever have 5 or 10 minutes to kill? So you sit down, open up TikTok, and anywhere between 3 and 7 business days go by before you re-emerge from TikTok, just hissing at the sun and dehydrated. And it works in reverse, too, the internet. Time travel in reverse. You can go back, you can see anything in recent history. Because everything is videoed, everything is photographed or documented or somehow recorded. And it has today's circumstantial repercussions as well. Like cancellations, you know, because back in the day, you were real cool, and you, like, had sex with a girl that may or may not have been awake or whatever. And now you may or may not be the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, or whatever. I mean, I'm just saying. I guess a Batman supervillain. The robots are here. I'm excited that the robots are here. Leave it to us, though, to make sex robots first, though. Like, that's crazy to me. All the technology is like, give me something I can farm. You know what I mean? Some of these things are pretty expensive, too. Like $10,000? I mean, I wasn't shopping for them or anything. But apparently they have repair shops, too. A sex doll day spa. After you've worn out the parts on your sex doll, you can slap in new parts. I just want to know, does the mechanic take it for a test spin before he gives it back to you? Here's a box you check on the hiring form. You know, you want us to contribute to your 401k, or you want to get to fuck the dolls? I'll take fuck the dolls, Jim. You can take a space ride. You can just go up into space, like Katy Perry. She's kind of wishing she was Matthew Perry last week, I think, though.
Oh, my God.
You know that one of the early ideas behind the Blue Origins, that's the rocket company that Bezos owns, one of the early ideas was that they would use it to send trash into space. And I'm just like, I mean, was it a test run? All right, that's my time. I'm ready. Really great. Almost out of the rain snow.
So what was crazy about that is the way that he recorded it, I don't think he had the audience mic'd like he usually does, because first of all, the audio came through real strange. I think it was because of, you remember there was a lot of filming going on for some kid's documentary that he was putting on. Uh-huh. But also what I thought was strange is when I played it on the TV and just played it through the sound of the TV, you could hear like actual laughter. Playing it through the headphones like this, it sounds like an epic bomb. But it was decent. It wasn't like a full bomb. It wasn't my best set, but it was good. It was just like up the middle. Mm-hmm. But I just thought that was interesting that it sounds so different through the headphones versus through the TV on this recording. I don't know what he did different. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so there you have it. Another bomb. Not as bad, but, you know, not great.
It was good. You had some topical references.
I thought it was pretty good. I liked it. I think that jokes that should have got more. I definitely stepped on my own joke of that you had to call him being the handyman. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, you could have said that differently.
Well, and also I should let it sit for a minute because it takes a second before you realize I'm saying, oh, yeah, no, he's dumb, but you're dumber.
You're more dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't do this.
Because you don't know how stuff works. So who's the dummy here? Mm-hmm. But I definitely, I feel like I feel like I've been watching that Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And in the show, they're showing her putting together her quote unquote tight 10, which is she starts with a premise that she knows is funny. And then she says it a bunch of different ways. And by the end, it's a killer bit. And that's the thing that I need to start doing. Mm. I need to be doing that. And I'm just not doing it.
What is it called again? The tight 10?
Well, a tight 10 minutes, like a tight 10 where okay. You have a killer 10 minutes of really good material that will get laughs no matter what, because you've reworked the joke 20, yeah. 30 times until you're like, ah, here's where it's funny. This is the funny. This is why it's funny. Mm-hmm. And I just don't do that. I always just tell the joke once and then I go on and move on. That's actually the second time I've told a sex doll day spa joke. But the first time was even rougher than that. That was a little better than the previous time.
Were you telling the sex doll?
You didn't hear it. Oh, it was on one of my very early open mics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sex doll day spa. That's a real thing, by the way.
I know it's real. Yeah. I like the set. I thought it was solid. Solid.
It was fine. It was not. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it was solid because it was definitely lacking in laughter
or anything. Though you were solid.
I felt fine up there. I just plowed right on through.
Mm-hmm. You got a couple of gasps, like with the Katy Perry, Matthew Perry. Like, oh. She got it. Like, she kind of wishes she was dead.
Also, yeah, for the record, I went second to last. So I was at an hour and 20 minutes or something into the show. So everybody's done by the time I got up there. And they like, gave some little shithead a fucking 4 minute or 5 minute set at four people in, which is the home run spot.
Which guy was that?
The kid, the young kid that was filming the documentary. He went up at like fourth or fifth when the crowd was still hot and feeling good. But, you know, I feel like for that late in the afternoon or in the show to be forced to introduce myself and make them like me that quickly, I feel like I did just fine.
You did good, baby. Yeah. You do need to get out there more and do more. For sure. Tell your jokes more and work them more. But I think, you know, you did good. It was fine.
Well, shucks. Yeah. One thing I want to bring up is I learned a new word. Tardive dyskinesia.
Tardive dyskinesia?
It's when you lose control over your body parts and you like flail sporadically. I'm not making it up.
Is that why you were laughing when I did that thing earlier?
No, I don't know. It was just tardive, like retardive dyskinesia. Yeah. Tardive.
Maybe that's where a retard must come from.
Maybe.
Because you just keep doing it over and over again. No, you're on repeat.
No, retard means literally to slow down. Like when you're doing the timing on your vehicle, you advance it or you retard it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
So that's where that comes from. Just slow. Globally delayed is what they call it.
Well, so what is it called? Tardation?
Tardive dyskinesia.
Tardive dyskinesia.
When you flop around and spaz out. You fucking tart up.
I saw this clip of Trump the other day where he was doing just that. He was mocking liberal media. I've seen it. Ooh, being retarded.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
Did you come up with something else?
No.
Okay, we'll keep going on my list then. Tardive dyskinesia. I also have here iPhone motorcycle kid.
Oh, man.
What the fuck? I saw one of the local kids. There are a bunch of local kids riding around on electric motorcycles on the main road, on the streets of Paris, on the mean streets of Cave Creek. We would have gotten pulled over by cops, had our parents called, and if you would have done it multiple times, you would have gone to jail, and they would have like made a big deal out of it. Take your license until you're 18. That kind of. Am I boring you?
No.
She's just yawning.
Danny, I was holding it back.
It's tough to just be. So I see one of the local kids, and I know this young guy, and he's like 14, I think, is how old he is, and or younger. And you are blinking at me like a crazy person right now. Like, what are you doing? Are you real or are you AI? What is happening here? Do you need to take a break? Is it nap time for mama? What the fuck? Okay. So I see one of the local kids with he's riding a motorcycle. He's got his helmet on, shorts and a t-shirt. and he's leaning over the side of the bike so that he can lean on his elbow in order to look at his phone. Like, I have checked my phone on the bike when I'm sure nobody can see me. If I've got like a call, text something, I'm like, do I need to pull over and take this? He was only looking at the phone while driving forward, didn't look up to see me in my 3/4 ton, you know, 6 ton pickup truck coming at him. And if I had made a mistake and was in his lane, he would just be absolutely dead because he was not paying attention. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe this is what we can look forward to. This is the future of the world. People looking at their phones while operating machinery.
Baby, this isn't the future. This is current reality.
But he's young and is going to be the future, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's how it's they're just learning to be.
Well, survival of the fittest. That doesn't seem very fit to survive.
He wasn't looking at in front of him.
I was driving behind somebody the other day, not really behind him, I was in the other lane, but they kept swerving so much, like over and over and over again for a while. So finally, when I felt like they weren't swerving too much, I sped up just so I could pass them, because it's scary, because like he was swerving, he was basically driving in two lanes.
Yeah, you have to get around people like that, and mm-hmm. you should beep at them for 5 whole seconds too.
Okay,
just I'll let them know that you're there.
I'm trying not to use my horn so much.
You know what? If they're driving like that and you have to go by them, there's a chance they might not see you. So that's where you just hit them with the horn. You'd be like, make sure you see me here, guy.
Also, okay, I do have something to talk about. Is it a thing to bully while you're on the motorcycle other people?
Yeah.
I feel like it's happened a couple of times. And so one time I did kind of provoke it, but this time I don't know what the dude's deal was.
Like, did it happen?
He was
again
even
to you?
Like waving at me. Yeah, on the way home today.
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 What happened?
Well, it looked like a woman based on the body shape, but it's hard to tell. But they were on a crotch rocket, and I was behind them, and then I wanted to go a little bit faster, so I got into the left lane and slowly started to pass, but then they like matched my speed. So then I like slowed down because I don't like that. So I slowed down.
Where were you?
On Cape Creek Road. I just turned off of, gotten off of the 101 coming north. And so
Carefree Highway on Cape Creek. I see. I got mm-hmm. you. Okay.
And yeah, so then I slowed down because I don't like when people are right next to me.
Yeah.
And so they go ahead, and then it gets to a point in traffic where like now they're like slowing down dramatically. So now I'm like passing them, and then they were like trying to wave at me. Like they were trying to like wave me down.
Don't stop.
I didn't know, but I was like kind of scared. So I kind of just gave them a lot of distance. And then, you know, right to the point where it goes down to one lane for all that traffic.
Were they waving you down, or were they telling you to slow down?
I don't know. Maybe
this means slow down.
Maybe he said slow down.
He was telling you to slow
down. I was going 10 over. I wasn't going.
Also, he's not a cop, so fuck off and ride your motorcycle whatever speed you want and let the rest of traffic do what they want to do. My brother likes to pick fights on his bike.
I wasn't going like a crazy speed. Like that's what was blowing my mind. Like I am very careful not to ride on motorcyclists' asses. Like I just always give extra space.
Motorcyclists like to look for a fight. It's the same thing with bicyclists. Same thing for them.
But it makes me, I feel scared. I really do. I feel scared in those moments. I don't know why, when I'm like, I could just lock my doors, but.
Well, you just keep driving. You just don't stop.
Yeah. Like didn't, because before it all started, I glanced at them. I don't know if they thought I was like flirting with them or what.
Maybe they were trying to get you to give them some attention.
Yeah, I was.
Was it two guys on one bike? What do you mean them?
Two guys, one bike. Well, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
Oh, is one person on one bike though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll assume it was a him.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Probably wasn't a girl trying to get your attention and tell you.
No, girls don't act like that.
No,
way.
That's a guy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do.
Douchebags on bikes. There are a lot of douchebags on bikes. Yeah. There are a lot of cool guys on bikes, but there are a lot of douchebags on bikes. The last thing that I have on my list here is a little piece of news that I caught that I thought was interesting. In 2024, the month of May, for 1 week, a whole week during the month of May, CNN primetime viewers for the whole week, during primetime, that's 3 to 7, 83,000 people for the whole week.
Last year?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, okay. Is the game guess what the week was? What happened?
No. It's that the game is that's an insanely low viewership for CNN.
Oh,
when there
it?
Are 350 million people. They're used to millions of people viewing daily. But the point is mainstream media is disappearing.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's watching the news. Nobody's listening to this shit. Everybody's getting their stuff from TikTok. And TikTok is full of bullshit, too.
Well, you know who would disagree with you?
Grok.
CNN.
Grok Obama.
Grok Obama. Did you know Michelle Obama has a podcast?
Yeah, they all have one. Are you going to, you want to go on hers instead?
Fuck no.
You go fall asleep in front of her instead of me? Okay, well, it just went fuzzy a bit again, so
all right.
That's it. That's the last time we're doing it. We're not doing it again ever again until next week, but until next week, thanks.